Our next item is subdivision 2005-82, James and Mary Beth Parker as a preliminary.
This application was deferred on December 7th. The applicant, the next day, provided us with approved site evaluations from Deseret.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-82, application of James and Mary Beth Parker, my motion is for approval based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the project complies with the requirements of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. Two, the project is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with the open space protecting the existing wooded areas on the site and a buffer around the entire perimeter of the site. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Three, the applicant has proposed only 41 lots within the 32.94 acre project, which is significantly less than the allowable density for an AR1 subdivision on this land. Four, the project is consistent with the neighboring and adjacent properties and will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Five, DEMREC has stated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 41 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided throughout the development and shown on the final record plan. A paved multimodal path shall be installed on at least one side of all streets within the subdivision, and it must connect with the amenities and the entrance to the subdivision. The applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. An area must be set aside within the project for a school bus stop with parking for at least four vehicles. The applicant must coordinate with the local school district transportation coordinator to determine the location of the bus stop. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. This final site plan should also show the details of the amenities for the commission's review and approval. And street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. That's my motion.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-82, James and Mary Beth Parker, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.